Today we have two readings that seem to pull in opposite directions. Moses as advocate of the people and Moses as their accuser. Our first reading is from Exodus. The Lord said to Moses, "Go down at once. Your people whom you brought up out of the land of Egypt have acted perversely. They have been quick to turn aside from the way that I commanded them. They have cast for themselves an image of a calf and have worshipped it and sacrificed to it and said, 'These are your gods, O Israel, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt.' The Lord said to Moses, 'I have seen this people, how stiff-necked they are. Now let me alone, so that my wrath may burn hot against them, and I may consume them, and of you I will make a great nation.' But Moses implored the Lord his God, and said, 'O Lord, why does your wrath burn hot against your people, whom you brought out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand? Why should the Egyptians say, "It was with evil intent that he brought them out, to kill them in the mountains and to consume them from the face of the earth"? Turn from your fierce wrath, change your mind, and do not bring disaster on your people. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, your servants, how you swore to them by your own self, saying to them, 'I will multiply your descendants like stars of heaven, and all this land that I have promised I will give to your descendants, and they shall inherit it forever.' And the Lord changed his mind about the disaster that he had planned to bring on his people." Our gospel is from John. It's Jesus talking to the Jews. "If I testify about myself, my testimony is not true. There is another who testifies on my behalf, and I know that his testimony to me is true. You sent messengers to John, and he testified to the truth. Not that I accept such human testimony, but I say these things so that you may be saved. He was a burning and shining lamp, and you were willing to rejoice for a while in his light. But I have a testimony greater than John's. The works that the Father has given me to complete, the very works that I am doing, testify on my behalf that the Father has sent me. And the Father who sent me has himself testified on my behalf. You have never heard his voice or seen his form, and you do not have his word abiding in you, because you do not believe him whom he has sent. You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life, and it is they that testify on my behalf. Yet you refuse to come to me and have life. I do not accept glory from human beings, but I know that you do not have the love of God in you. I have come in my Father's name, and you do not accept me. If another comes in his own name, you will accept him. How can you believe when you accept glory from one another and do not seek the glory that comes from the one who alone is God? Do not think that I will accuse you before the Father. Your accuser is Moses, on whom you have set your hope. If you believed Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote about me. But if you do not believe what he wrote, how will you believe what I say?" The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus is saying, "I do not have to accuse you before God. Moses will. The very one you were hoping to place your trust in. Moses, the accuser of the people who are not listening to him. But in the first reading, we heard Moses on the mountain advocating for the people. Lord, they're not my people. They're your people, whom you promised. Would you really go back on your promise? What would other people say? It's very funny, his playing God, trying to get God to change his mind. Moses stands up for the people, though they are wrong, and convinces God to have mercy on them for God's own sake, for the sake of God's own promise, not for their sake. It seems to be pulling in opposite directions. And I puzzled over this for a while. And then I thought, why does it seem opposite? Moses will accuse the people. And when he went down that mountain, he accused them. He told them, how dare you? And he broke that golden calf and told the people that calf did not save them. God saved them. To the people, Moses was accuser, strong. Towards God, Moses was advocate, begging for mercy. And it is the same way in this second reading. Jesus to the people is saying, you are wrong. You don't know you're wrong. You need to wake up to the fact that you're wrong. But I think, like Moses, to God, Jesus would say, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing. We so quickly identify being wrong with being punished. They are two different things here in this reading. What Jesus and God are advocating for is to wake up to being wrong. And the thing that helps people wake up to being wrong is if they can separate being punished from being right or wrong. Because as long as you're going to be punished for being wrong, it's difficult to admit. In our dealings then with others, can we accuse them like Moses, saying, here is what you did wrong, and I'm telling you this while I am still on your side. It does not diminish my love for you, and I still advocate for you to others. But what you're doing is wrong. It's that kind of witness that I think can really make sense. It's that kind of witness that is in accord with these readings today. Let us be both accuser and advocate at once for the people that we love. And let us hope that in our own lives, we have people who can act as both accuser and advocate. That is how we as a people will get through this.